How many of you have ever been in a fight, a physical fight? Raise your hand. You don't have to be proud of this. All right, physical fight. How many of you have been in an argument, a big time, you're yelling at the other person? Okay. I think most people can pick up their hands for both. I was finishing high school about 5 years ago, and I have a younger brother whose name is Vitaly. He's a year younger than me. He was a junior at the time. I was a senior. And one day my brother came home to me and he said, Tony, someone's accusing me of taking their headphones and they're gonna take it out on me tomorrow. This guy says he's gonna beat me up. And I'm listening to his story. And finally towards the end of, you know, someone told him he took my, I took his headphones, but I didn't do it. At the end, I said, Vic, if you took the headphones, now is the time to tell me because this guy's coming for you. He says, Tony, I promise you, I didn't take anyone's headphones, but he says he's gonna beat me up tomorrow. I don't know what to do. I said, listen, most guys in high school are gonna be all talk. So I don't think anything is gonna happen. But if something happens tomorrow, run, find me. You know where I'm at. I'll do what I can. I wasn't picking a fight. It wasn't like I was looking for a fight. But if your younger brother came to you and said, I'm in trouble, or someone's about to get on me, as an older brother, it was my responsibility. I almost felt obliged, like, I'm not gonna let someone pick on you if you didn't do what you say you did. So I forgot about it. The next day rolled around and I just end my first period class. Here comes my brother, and I mean, he is pacing. And it's as if he's seen a ghost. I mean, his face is white. I already know what's taking place. I'm like looking behind him, trying to figure out where is this guy that's chasing him down. And here comes this 6'3", big brolic dude, must have weighed 200 pounds. Listen, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm 160 on a good day. I'm a slim cut dude. Here comes this guy who is massive, and my heart starts pounding right away. And I'm thinking to myself, God, what did I get myself into? This guy's about to destroy me. And he finally comes up. My brother got behind me. I'm really shaking at this point. I'm like, God, what am I gonna do? And I kind of put my hand out to his chest. I stop him there, and in like my deepest, most manliest voice I could, I'm like, listen, my brother didn't take your headphones. Leave him alone. Turn around and walk away. And this is trying to contain, you know, like I'm being a man here. He said, Tony, I know he took my headphones, and he pushed me out of the way. What happens next, I don't remember very clearly. Because a switch just flipped off. And all of a sudden, I find myself trying to take this guy to the ground to keep him off of my brother. I don't remember. The only thing I remember after that is we were being pulled apart. I finally ended up in the office. My brother, the funny thing is after I pulled this guy down, my brother, you know, all of a sudden he's brave and he starts coming in. We both get pulled into the office. This guy gets pulled into the office. I'm sitting there. My adrenaline is pumping. I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm thinking, God, I'm going to get suspended. And this is a terrible way to start your day. But I want to tell you something. How many of you are the oldest in your family? You have younger brother and sisters? Yeah? If someone came up to you, your younger brother, your sister, and said, listen, someone's picking on me, will you defend me? Most of your answers is gonna be yes. At any cost, I will defend you, no matter what it takes. Listen, if this 6'3", 200-pound man is coming at me, I'm gonna go down swinging, but I'm gonna defend my brother. Because he's family to me. And when it's family, there's something in your heart. Listen, even to this day, me and my brother don't have the greatest relationship. We talk on and off. We butt heads all the time. But I know he would take a bullet for me and I would do the same for him because we love each other. I would fight for him if I knew it was for a good cause any day. I would fight for my younger brother any day. And you would do the same because it's family. And as I was praying for tonight, and asking God, God, what is it that you would have me share? God reminded me of this story, and he gave me one thought that I want to share with you tonight, and it's this. God fights for you. God chooses to fight for you. And I want to prove it to you. So open up the word today to Psalm chapter 23. Psalm chapter 23. Psalm chapter 23. And we're going to take a look at just the very first verse tonight. David is writing this psalm. And David, Psalm chapter 23. This is what David says. You guys ready? He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want," or in other words, "I lack nothing." The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. That very phrase, that very verse is painted on my room at home. I have that very verse. And for the longest time, I really didn't understand the depth behind one phrase. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. You see, David understood this verse completely different than me and you understand this verse. David was the youngest of many brothers, the Bible says. And his job was to be a shepherd. He took care of sheep. In those days, in the Old Testament days, sheep were wealth. The more sheep you had, the more cattle you had, the wealthier you were. And you were a good shepherd if you could take care of your sheep. That meant three things. You had to feed them, you had to guide them, lead them, and you had to protect them. So David did this for many years, and there came a moment in time in David's life where a prophet comes looking for the next king of Israel. David left all of that, left the sheep business, and God finally anointed him to be king. And there comes a moment in David's life where most of you know the story of Goliath. Big giant. He wasn't 6'3", 200. They say he was 2 meters tall. I mean, this man was a monster. And here comes David, and the king at the time says, "David, what experience do you have to fight this man? You're small. You're in your youth, you're young. This man is a monster. How are you going to defeat him?" And David tells this awesome story. He says, "You know what? I remember when I used to take care of sheep. I remember when I used to take care of sheep. And Saul, you won't believe what happened, but there was a moment that as I was taking care of sheep, a lion came. A lion came and he chose to snatch up one of the sheep. And he said, the Spirit of God filled me and I was able to rescue him out of the lion's mouth." Then he says, "The same thing happened except with a bear. I was taking care of sheep. A bear strolls by, wants lunch, and I rescue sheep from the bear's mouth." He says, "You know why I can take down Goliath? Because I was a shepherd, and I understand that God gave me supernatural strength in that moment to rescue sheep." You know what David saw when he looked at God? He saw a protector. David saw a protector. He said, "God, I remember the moment that I was doing what you say you are, and you gave me strength to save those sheep. God, I know that you are my shepherd," which means anytime there's danger, anytime I feel gripped, anytime there's an enemy that comes, it is your job to fight for me. Listen, David writes this. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack absolutely nothing. I know God is in control of every situation in my life." You know what the most frustrating thing in life is, I think? When you go through a struggle or when you're fighting something and it seems like God's not around. The most painful thing is when you're praying, you're seeking for an answer, and you feel like the door is shut. And David had to declare something. He said, "God, not only are you going to lead me," we don't have time to talk about that. "Not only are you going to feed me," we don't have time to talk about that. What God wants to accent tonight is when something comes your way, it is my job to fight for you. Amen. Church, if God fights for you, who can stand against you? Give me a 6-footed monster that weighs 200 pounds. Give me a seven-footed monster that weighs 250. Put LeBron James in front of me. God will take care of that. God will take care of anything that comes your way because that is God's promise. And as David writes this, that's what David is beginning to catch a glimpse of. I want to read verse 4 for a second. Look with me at Psalm verse 4, 23 verse 4. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A rod and a staff with a sling was what shepherds had to protect their sheep. They didn't have much more. They had a rod, a staff, and they had a sling. And this was all that they used to fight for their sheep. But any time that a sheep was in trouble, a shepherd would act. John chapter 10 writes this. Jesus is now talking and he says this. I am a good shepherd. He says, my sheep know my voice. They hear my voice. They understand where I'm going. But then Jesus says something so epic. He says, out of God's authority for my life, I lay down my life for my sheep. I choose to lay down my life. And here's what I want to tell you guys tonight. There was a moment in history where your soul and my soul, something that's eternal. Listen, we live 80 years, give or take, and we're off. We're done with earth. But there's something inside of us that's eternal. And Jesus, 2,000 some years ago, chose to fight for you. And this is how he did it. He laid down his life. He said, I want to protect my sheep. I want to protect them from hell. I want to protect them from being separated from me. So I'm going to lay down my life. But you know what Jesus says in the very chapter, John chapter 10? He says, not only do I lay down my life, I have the authority to pick it back up. Which means God saved you and me. And he fought for us 2,000 years ago. But that means that God's fighting for me and you every day. If God picked his life back up, that means his job as a shepherd didn't stop on the cross. Jesus, as a shepherd, didn't disappear on the cross. He laid down his life, picked it back up, and he said, I know that my people are going to need to be guided. I know that there are going to be jobs you guys are praying about, schools, programs, boyfriends, girlfriends. I know I'm going to need to guide them. So I'm going to pick my life back up. I know they're going to need to hear my voice in times of trouble. So I'm going to pick my life back up. I'm going to be a good shepherd to my sheep. That's God's promise to me and you tonight. And what I wanted to do tonight was I wanted to take a moment to pray. And this is why. I feel like many times we can hear the message. We're waiting for a great message. And we leave our attention on the great message. But I can't change anything for you. If you're facing a lion or a bear and you feel gripped by something, I can't do anything. But I know who the good shepherd is. I can point you to the good shepherd. And he can do the rest. As I was praying for tonight, this is what God put on my heart. I want to rescue my sheep tonight. Which means there are people here tonight that have really been going through it. You feel like you're gripped, whether it's lust, whether it's addiction, whatever it is for you that you feel gripped by, that you feel ensnared, and you can't get rid of this thing, and you can't step away from this thing, and you can't move out of this thing's mouth, and no matter how hard you fight, it feels like it's getting worse. God's job is to rescue you. God's job is to take you out of the mouth of the enemy and bring you back to green pasture. That's God's promise to you tonight. So wherever you are, whatever situation, whatever grip the enemy thinks he has on you, God wants to be your good shepherd tonight. God wants to prove himself faithful tonight. God wants to show you that he means business tonight. And so this is what I want to do. In a moment, we're going to stand and we're going to take some time to pray. But if this is what you're going through, I know it's short, But this is honestly what God had me to speak tonight. If this is something you're going through, then I'm going to invite you to the altar. And what we're going to do at the altar is pray. Now, everyone is going to pray. But if you're really going through it tonight, there is no shame in that. The reason we come up here is it's a sign that says, God, you know what? I'm helpless and I'm hopeless and I want to pray with someone. That's all we're going to do. We're going to say, God, it's your promise to rescue me. I feel I'm trapped and I need to be set free tonight. We're going to take God at his word, point blank. And we're going to walk out of here free. But that's a promise you have to take by faith tonight. And the enemy comes now and says, you know what? I'm not sure. What's the altar going to change? And every thought is pounding your mind. But you're going to take a step of faith and say, God said it. I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to walk out of here free tonight. Stand with me. If that's your heart and you need to be rescued tonight, and you want to pray with other brothers and sisters that need rescuing tonight, and you're going to believe God, I want you to come out to the altar. And we're going to pray together. I want you to make your way forward, and we're going to take this time to pray. And then afterward, we're going to continue in a little bit of prayer. So please make your way forward. Thank you, Jesus. God, we pray for every person that's taken a step out, God. And said, Father, there is a lion, there is a bear, there is a giant that has hold of me, and nothing seems to be working. No matter how hard I try to fight, it feels like the grip gets stronger and stronger and stronger. God, you said in your word that you are a good shepherd, Jesus. Jesus, and a good shepherd would lay down his life for his sheep, God. A great shepherd would pick his life back up for his sheep, God. And an even greater shepherd would promise to fight for his sheep. God, that's what your word says, God. You promise to fight for us, God. Father, when we are hopeless, when we are helpless, God, when there are things in our life that we can't bring down by our own strength, you say you're going to fight for us, God. So God, tonight, God, every person that's taken this step of faith, God, I'm going to believe you that they're not going to walk out the same. God, we're going to pray and we're going to believe you, God. God, we're going to pray and we're going to believe you that you are going to rescue your sheep tonight. Listen, if you came out here tonight, I want you to lift your voice. Cry if you have to. Young people, if you're not here, pray for every person here. We're going to storm heaven to believe God. God, we come to your throne, God, and we're going to pray, Jesus. Jesus, we pray, God. We pray for the attack of the devil, God. We pray for this generation, God. We pray for every young person here, God. God, we lift up your name, God. We know there is power in your name. God, there is power in your name, Jesus. God, we speak life over every young person, God. Oh, God, we speak life over every young person, God. God, we're waiting for you, Jesus. God, we're waiting for you, God. Oh, God, we're waiting for you, Jesus. Fill this place with your spirit, God. God, I pray for your presence, Jesus. I pray, God, that your spirit would come down, God. Jesus, that you would touch these young people, God. Father, that you would fill them with strength, God. That you would fill them with hope, God. God, fill them with love, Jesus.
Yes, God, yes, God.
Oh, God, we pray, Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Jesus, God. Your word says, ask, God. Ask and we will receive, God. We ask, God, for freedom tonight, God. God, we ask, Jesus, for freedom, God. Oh, God. Jesus, we pray you would rescue these young people tonight, God. God, that you would refresh these young people tonight, God. Oh God. Father, teach us, God. Teach us in moments, God, where we have the right to choose, God. Teach us. Show us your path, God. God, your word says you would lead us to green pastures, God. You would guide us, God. Oh God, and I pray you would guide every young person here, God, in a generation that's gotten so dark, God. Oh God, that you would show us, God. That you show us where the light is, God. Oh God, that you would continue to speak to our heart, God. God, that we would give you our time, Jesus, to hear from you, God. Oh Jesus, God, we need you, Lord. We need you, God.